Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It is Thursday, July 17th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Welcome, everybody, from wherever you are, all over the globe. Glad to have you join us tonight. Glad to be here with Sue and Bob again in person, back a couple days ago from his cool trip to Alaska and back. And now he's recovering, and I think he's just about 100% right about now. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Let's pray in the call, and then we'll go to Sue for what is sometimes the most fun of Tuesday and Thursday nights, the teaching that she's found for us to bring to us. So let's start out, pray the call in. Lord God, thank you so much for the information that you provide, for the listeners and their ability to tune in and listen to the Big Call. Thank you for Bob and for Sue, and thank you for what they bring to us. And thank you, Lord God, for the proximity of this blessing. Thank you for just how close it really is and what we can expect to receive. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, we really do love the fact that you find and curate these teachings that you bring Tuesday and Thursday nights. And Bob and I both love to comment on them. And so we're looking forward to tonight.
Well, I'm getting in the moment inspired. And I'm going to dedicate this. Watch how I do this, everybody. I'm dedicating this to those who have the courage to go beyond what they know, to step into the unknown, what you don't know, with full faith. I'm dedicating this to Luscious Love, which is Brenda, Perry, Catherine, just everybody that really came in with love this morning and know how to come from unifying love, not distinction, separation, but really know how to move into unifying love. And so this is dedicated to everybody out in the Big Call that own your uniqueness, celebrate the uniqueness of others, love each other in your uniqueness, and let's all be unified in luscious Christ love.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking about what you think about. Casting down arguments in every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Most people don't pay attention to the thoughts they're thinking. I would say also the love they're feeling. They meditate on whatever thought comes to their mind, regardless of how destructive that thought may be.
Mm.
I encourage you to determine that with God's help, you're going to focus on positive, faith-filled thoughts. I'm going to be adjusting this a bit. Thoughts and emotions, and cast any negative thoughts and emotions to the side with care and compassion. We're in a spiritual war, and the mind is the battlefield. We either win or lose our battles based on winning the competition in our minds. If you choose to think according to just your emotions, you can find out that lining up your emotions with God's thoughts is wonderful. If you had years of experiencing wrong thinking and letting your emotions lead you, making this change will take time and effort. But God will help you each step of the way, and the results will be worth it. You do this by listening for God's voice. The sheep that are my own hear my voice and listen to me. I know them, and they follow me. John 10:27. God wants to communicate with you in a personal way. He wants to lead you to the good things he has in store for you. Talking with God and hearing from God should be a natural way that we live. One man was asked how he learned to hear from God, and he answered, by making a lot of mistakes. God often speaks to me by giving me an idea of what I need to do in order to solve a problem that I have. At other times, I find that I either have or don't have peace about a direction I'm ready to take. I don't always hear perfectly, and neither will you, but I've learned that being guided by God in my daily life is an exciting and powerful way for me to live. Spending regular time with God will help you to learn to be led by the Spirit of God all day long. Stay tuned for Sue's segment, and that is our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That was good. That was really good. I enjoyed that. excuse me. Yeah, it makes you think about a lot of different aspects of your mind. It makes you think about your thought process, the emotions that contribute to what you are thinking about as you mull those over. And, of course, The Battlefield of the Mind is a book that Joyce Meyer wrote, and I think it's one of her favorite books. And it also, based on our thought world that we're in, affects what we say, how we speak. So it's important that we take information in, and some things we block, some things we don't let in, some things we say, that's really not me. That's really not God's best for me. I think I'll just leave that outside of this boundary that I've created, not to receive everything that just doesn't work. Because we know that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, Romans 10:17. So it's important that we listen to God and keep that perspective of hearing God open, so that we can have a two-way communication with God. And a lot of times when we pray or speak things into existence that are not as though they were, we speak things, you know, that are things that are God thoughts, that are things that God gives us to speak. And it's important that we do that and then listen more than we speak, listen to God speaking back to us. And it's in the teaching, Sue, that you brought out, that the person was corrected sometimes from going the wrong direction by hearing what God's perspective was and how to change it, how to correct it. You know, we go through life making mistakes and correcting, self-correcting, kind of like a GPS. You go by the turn, it gives you a new direction. God does that with us. When we go off course, he'll bring us back on course. Then we'll go in that direction, and we'll get there. Eventually, we'll get there. But for us, really, it's not so much the destination, it's the journey. And I think we're all enjoying the journey that we're on. And if you're not enjoying it, try to enjoy it. Try to see the fun in going through the journey that we've all been on. I've been on it for over 20 years. Big Call for 14. And I learn something. Sometimes I learn something about myself every day. I learn something about Sue every time we talk. Something about Bob when we talk. And it's important for us to keep our thought forms toward what I would call godly God programs, God thoughts, so that we align ourselves with the Spirit of God, with the Holy Spirit, and that we use the Spirit of God in us, the Holy Spirit, to direct us, to direct our paths. And that's what I got out of the teaching so far, Sue. And you know, the other term I was thinking of was gospel motives. You know, when we get gospel motives, when we hear things from God and we think, how does that line up? How does that line up with what I know about God's word, about what I know about what God wants me to do? If it lines up, it could be motivating as a gospel motive. And that's what I got out of the teaching so far, Sue. I appreciate you. Thank you for that. Bob, looking forward to hearing your perspective on this teaching.
Thank you, Bruce. Sue, thank you. This is another really great experience for me. I was listening all along, and you got to the part about listening for God's guidance and the personal message, the personal way of his guidance, because there's so many so many new things to learn, so many things to pay attention to these days between politics and AI and robotics and space exploration, talk about going to Mars and trying to maybe keep up with all of these things can take up all of your time. But if you were going to, you know, receive guidance from God, it might be good to ask, you know, what do I really want to know? Do I want to just allow masses of information come into my brain so I know the difference, you know, between large language models and superintelligence? Or do I want to start with first things first, you know, which is this desire to have my thought forms and my spirit, you know, in the kind of the embrace of that obedience of Christ. And if that was the case, you might ask, you know, what do I really want to learn? What do I want to know more about? What do I want to be more like? And listen, you know, for the guidance from that perspective, and you might find that what's really most important to start with first, not to mean you can't learn about AI and robotics, but how about learning to be more Christ-like as a very first thing, to be more loving and to be more patient and to be more grateful, and how about to be more understanding? And, you know, look at all of the stories in the Bible that are of Christ being so understanding and tolerant of people that others would degrade and devalue. And, you know, in this day and age, you know, we have what's really, you know, weapons-grade brainwashing. And it's highly sophisticated, highly, you know, targeted, and in some cases highly evil. And but to have understanding of those, you know, who are brainwashed is similar to the understanding that Christ had for the different figures in the Bible that others were devaluing and even trying to stone to death. And we have in our day and age people that are acting in certain ways with stones, throwing them at vehicles that have been subject to this weapons-grade brainwashing. And wouldn't it be nice if in our prayers and our guidance we ask for ways to be more understanding? And so then what would you do? Well, I'll bet you if someone was doing a search on the internet or looking for a video on one of the video platforms, there's probably many, many different videos and podcasts and articles and blogs about how to be more patient, how to be more loving, or any of some of the famous books, you know, in addition to the Bible, like Byron Katie's book, Loving What Is. What about Eckhart Tolle's book? What about the book, Nonviolent Communication? And the question for me would be, have we done the first things first? Have I done those things already? Have I already spent lots of time learning and practicing and going to talks, receiving incredible information at conferences, maybe even transmissions of beautiful, loving energy from teachers, you know, like Byron Katie, teachers, you know, like Judith Astin, that are these living manifestations of God, and just being in their presence makes you more patient, more loving, and more accepting. And so this whole concept, Sue, that you brought forward about personal guidance brought that up for me, and I can now see myself as a result of this teaching to spend a little less time learning about AI, and maybe I really should be spending my time going back and rereading Nonviolent Communication.
That's so good, Bob.
Bob, I think that was great. It just goes to show how much we missed you while you were gone, and we didn't have your commentary after the teachings. It was so special tonight to have you weigh in and give a very good synopsis of what to do and how to do it and how to change that, you know, thinking and speaking and loving, how important it is, you know, to get those from the authors you suggested and, of course, also from the Bible as well. And Sue, I was thinking about that as Bob was speaking. I was thinking about you. And I was thinking about the fact that you go on a curiosity drive every morning and you're always learning, ABL, always be learning. And how the pod resonates the love that you bring forth and how much they love you back. And I know that. And I know it because of some of the people in the pod, and I know it because I know when you speak about them, how you speak about them so beautifully. So tell us how you would comment on this teaching, and are you going to take it in an all new direction?
This week has been really scrumptious. That's the word I'm going to use. It's like biting into a delicious cookie from the universe with you two. Maybe I shouldn't use anything that's sugar-free, right, exactly. because as I was reading this, I have to be honest, things were coming up for me. And here's something that I see is very valid, and you both were touching about it, Bruce. You know, it is about looking at your thinking. That's called meta-consciousness. Mm-hmm. To look at the level of meta-awareness, metacognition.
Right.
It's like when you think about your thinking, That's a real exercise in self-awareness. But here's where I've noticed something pretty interesting in just the past week. It starts to get tricky, and Bob, you were talking about it pretty profoundly, and we're modeling it. First of all, when you were talking about the piano player, the jazz musician.
Mm.
What was so beautiful about that and adding the other authors is that you were asking him, to have a direct experience of the divine. He wasn't reading it. He wasn't getting it from a book. He was getting it from his direct access, which is why you were talking about those other teachers. I relate to that path. And the other thing you were pointing out that was very significant, the world has been conditioned to seek its answers by going outside. And that tends to be linear, intellectual, can be very distracting, so that your identification with outside authority, with outside information, with thinking if you're, I mean, there's a reality where you do want to be, I mean, we all relate. My whole thing is, what is emerging? Insight and foresight. And you don't get that in a vacuum. You have to be connecting to what's most important to you, like you said, Bob and Bruce. And then integrating, you know, what is resonant to you. And so I love what we've done in this, with this teaching tonight, to realize we're in a moment of what I'm going to call integration. And the integration, and there are people like Dr. Daniel Siegel, he calls it mindsight, where you have to be paying attention, and listen to my teaching, as I said, you've got to be paying attention to what's going on inside of me. How do I want to feel? How do I want to unify and create a bridge with others instead of separation? And you did, both of you did that really well. But it's, to me, it's going to take examining your relationship to your deepest truth in Christ that's really loving, and how you come across. And yes, you can have authority. Yes, you can say, this is where we're coming from, and this is, you know, this is what we believe. But being told what to believe, that's going to be very interesting to watch going forward, because so many people have been told in a very rigid, very linear, very left brain, and not exactly quietly, directly connected to the truth of the love and the Christ in them that they are, way. And so you see people fighting about their beliefs or justifying their beliefs or all of that. That's not Christ's way. That's not peaceful. So I think it's going to be very interesting to just let people have their views. Let people find their way. And allow them to discover the deep connection they have innately in Christ. And to watch what happens when a society is beginning to blossom in that. When you know it, you feel it, you're walking in love. Do you need to be told it? You know it. And so that's why this teaching was very powerful for me. With both of your comments, it's like we're not separate from that love. We're not separate from Christ. We are that love, we are that peace, we are that wisdom, and now will be the time for us to, you'll know by what's going on around people. You'll know as they build their projects. You'll know by the clarity and the consistency they demonstrate. So those were my thoughts about it.
Okay, Sue, thank you for that. Always interesting to hear all three perspectives on a teaching like this, and I enjoyed all three of our perspectives. So thank you, Sue, for that. Appreciate it very much. And Bob, of course, excellent. Excellent direction there. So, Sue, this is the time where we take a look and see if we have any praise reports or any prayer requests that we can pray for. People that we can pray for, their needs. So, do we have anything that you can bring up tonight?
I'm going to tell Pastor Scott, I'm sorry that I haven't written for that incredible testimonial you sent the other day. This is my thanking you and loving you and now going on to read to, how many people do we have listening, Bruce, now? This is for Brenda.
Well, we've been running.
How many people?
We've been running over 20 to 22 million international listeners, plus whatever we have here in the United States. So it could be.
That's good. Okay.
Could be 20,
so this is going
22 to 25 million.
Right. That's amazing. That's a definite example of when we started this, Bruce and Bob, we had no idea that that would happen. But look at what's happened. Look at the people that are being connected, elevated, and hopefully liberated through the big call. So here comes Pastor Scott.
That's right. Okay.
I'm praising God for answering your prayers about my cognitive ability since this last event. Big Call Universe, your prayers are answered as always. It gives me hope and strengthens my faith. It is because of this call that God hears your prayers. I'm forever grateful for these past years to be part of our future in humanity. I love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott.
Amen.
Pastor Scott,
thank
the
you, Pastor
Forrest
Scott.
Gump. The Pastor Scott, the Forrest Gump of the Big Call.
Why is he the
Isn't
Forrest Gump? Why is he the Forrest Gump of the Big Call?
Forrest Gump, that was my favorite movie back then because he overcame so much. He overcame so much.
Oh, I see, yes.
And he was such a beautiful heart, and, you know, he was a beautiful heart. Just I don't want to go deep in that because I just realized something, but let's keep going. Let me see. I'm looking for all of
you know, the Big Call Sue started December 28th it would have been, 14 years ago? In 2000 and when? 14 years ago, 2004, right? And Sue, we started with 300 listeners on the first night. 300 listeners on the first night. And then we had 900 the second night. And then it grew from there out. And now here we are being carried on the Starlink satellite system, and we're reaching, you know, over 20 million international listeners. So that's good. In their own language.
Yes.
Which is good.
Yes. Congratulations. Hello, I had my brother pass last year with cancer, waiting for a med bed. Now his twin sister, who is my older sister, also has cancer. Please pray for complete healing for these med beds to come out soon. I have Zim, so I was hoping that they would let us take a few people with us. I sent an email for the med bed class and never got a response. Let's see, Falbo team. I don't recognize it. Maybe somehow it didn't get. I'll write to you, Frank, and we'll take care of you. I write that down. But let's pray for you right now. Let's pray for your sister, your older sister. Let's pray for all the people right now sitting in their homes, maybe in their cars, maybe out driving, or listening to this, to imagine Christ overlighting your home, your families, the people that you love, the people that in your heart creates disturbance and anxiety and fear because you so desperately want them to be healed, because you want them to feel at peace and whole and free. And we're going to cover everyone in the world, including your sister. Everyone in the world is being covered in Christ's healing light and miracles, and literally being connected to the med beds, so that literally a field around the world of healed people, of the miracles of what we're living through, are going to be known to this world, and the world will wake up and say, like the cover of my redemption folder, disease is no longer a normative condition. It is no longer a reality. In Jesus' name, we see everyone healed. We see the peace of this prayer going in and releasing and trusting into this outcome. And we thank Jesus and everyone to receive it. In Jesus' name, and say amen.
Amen and amen.
Let's see, is that it? Okay, so now we're going to Ms. Jeannie.
Mm-hmm.
Hope for the future. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. This verse assures believers that God has good plans for them even in difficult times.
Mm-hmm.
Proverbs 23:18. There is surely a future hope for you, and your hope will not be cut off. This verse offers a simple declaration of a bright future and enduring hope. Today, we continue to pray for all the flood victims in Texas and their families. We pray for all the leaders and listeners, Pastor Scott's complete healing, the RV blessing, the med beds, and world peace. We continue to pray for everyone's health, finances, well-being, and safe summer travels. We pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Everyone have a safe and blessed weekend. Praying we get the 800 number very soon and an opportunity to get an appointment for the med beds very quickly.
Yes. It's good. I think that's good, Jeannie. You spoke some good things there. And you may have triggered my response about the flood victims, you know, on the river in Texas, in central Texas. On the Guadalupe River. I've got some information on that. If I think about it, I'll bring that up in my segment, okay? Thank you, Jeannie. Appreciate that. Sue, that was great. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much for prayer and praise on that. Pastor Scott's praise and all the prayer requests. Yeah, all, you know, the people that are really seriously ill that have to hang in there until we get the med beds open to us. They're ready. We just have to get in the exchange, let them know that we want to be a candidate for the med bed or someone else. We could pick 6 different people that you want to list, name and phone number, that are of dire need. Maybe they're not even Zim holders. They're just dire need. They're people that need help right away. And just let them know that when you go into the med bed appointment. Let them know, hey, I've got this person, that person, that person, that person. And I'd like to see them get in here as soon as possible. That's how it's going to work, at least initially. And they're ready for us. We just got to get our exchange started. In the meantime, get with boomers and do what you can to sustain your health and improve your health and hang in there until you can jump into the med bed. Sue, this is a great time for us. We always love to see what you're going to bring to us, and tonight's no exception. So when you're ready, let's see what you're going to have us learn tonight.
Well, I love learning that you're going to talk about with Bob and share with us that it's about regeneration, and it's about living and learning. Please, you know, lifestyle medicine, reducing your stress, getting your nutrition, exercise, good sleep. And I'm going to go into something that I think a lot of people overlook, and if it's not, it was in one of our courses. I'm going to read a testimonial in a minute. I'm not going to even mention the course. But one of the things that I've noticed, having talked to so many, I mean, thousands and thousands of people directly over 10 years, in intimate conversations, a lot of people haven't designed their life, Bruce and Bob, because most people think it's impossible, so that they can put their own, literally, their own well-being at the center of their life. And how do you get your own well-being, which is really listening to God? If you're listening to God, God doesn't want you to be sick. God doesn't want you to suffer. God's going to say, okay, how about exercising? How about drinking water? How about doing this? How about doing that? Mm-hmm. So my segment tonight is going to be about a practice that I would like people to embrace. It's a discipline, and I think you're going to be fascinated. But let me just go into this testimonial. This came in from Nancy. And she said, good afternoon, Sue and staff. First, I sincerely thank you for the MedBed 100 modules. Second, have there been additional courses offered recently? Because the subject, remember the title for the course, I can't remember. Third, I'd like you to know how to be in touch with your past classes and your future classes. I thank you for your assistance. I think you have a wonderful God-given gift, and thank you for your services and for sharing those gifts of teaching and communication with us each week. So I've been focused on, I think we brought it up on a call, integrated well-being. That's leadership. That's everything that it's going to take as a system, as a science, to get well. That means your emotions, your what you're vibrating to. That means your brain waves that are part of the med beds. It's all going to be about, are you vibrating to survival? Are you focused on separation? Or are you focused on, what does it mean to be well, to be kind, to be loving, to be sovereign, to be interdependent, not codependent in a relationship? So much, so much will need to be reviewed. There's going to be a wonderful opportunity for examining, looking, does this fit in this new reality of health, vitality, well-being, connection? How can I be patient while people are learning how to do it? And here's one of the ways that you can really enhance that process. It turns out that one of the things, please write this down, there's a book called The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. by John Mark Comer. The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. And actually, this other flow researcher, Ryan Doris of the Flow Research Collective, said the first thing you should do is take hurry or rush out of your vocabulary and go for quality. And so he calls this Mark Comer, he says the number one way to become ruthless about the elimination of hurry is solitude. This is what he says. Solitude is engagement. Isolation is escape. Solitude is how you open yourself up to God. Isolation is painting a target on your back for the tempter. Solitude is when you set aside time to feed and water and nourish your soul so that it grow into health and maturity. Isolation is what you crave when you neglect the former. And solitude, as somber as it sounds, is anything but loneliness. In his masterpiece Celebration of Discipline, Richard Foster wrote, loneliness is inner emptiness. Solitude is inner fulfillment. Solitude is inner fulfillment. In solitude, we are anything but alone. In fact, that's where many of us feel most in connection to God. Could the antidote for this spiritual malaise be as easy as silence and solitude? If our theory is right, and the problem is more our absence than God's, more about our distraction than his disconnection, then the solution is fairly simple. Here's your antidote. Create an environment for attention and connection to God. And so I would like people to just remember this teaching and think about everything is going to be about the quality of your attention. And there's so much research, and I'm sure because right now Bruce's reading challenge, but I know Bob is exploring. There's so much about the quality of your attention being in very sustained attention and doing deep work and not having a lot of distraction. All you have to do is two things. Number one, give yourself a little more time and space. And I know the pod is rolling their eyes because I say this in every one of our classes. Spaciousness, solitude, and eliminating those little distractions, whether it's little pings coming in on your phone, whatever it is, too much information, got to balance it out. Do your information search, and then also let your mind be quiet and rest in God. In the direct experience, even just watch how your, is your attention always going out to a book, to an outside source? Or can you rest in yourself? And what do you receive when you do that? And what happens if you can't rest with yourself? When you're resting with yourself, do you feel like you're in the presence of God? Do you feel that love? Do you feel yourself as God's love? Or do you need to just think about that? Just think about that. And if we all took up this deeper connection, and we were all, I can feel everybody feeling this right now, right, Judy? If we all took up this frequency that we're all in right now, you could hear a pin drop throughout all of the call universe. I could feel it. We're all in it right now. We're one unified body in Christ's love and stillness. Think about if you want to do that. So, let that sit for a second. And I'll let Bruce talk about the med beds at the end. We're still doing the MedBed 100. And Frank, I will send something out to you right away when I get off my segment. And as you heard, it's a very nourishing, quieting, comforting, and informative class. And it's just $100. And Bruce will tell you how to get it. I hope you enjoyed this piece and this shared solitude we had. It was like a giant pod class, right, Podsters? Thank you, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. And even though I am visually challenged, I know how to read, but I'm unable to read. I was thinking, and my imagination went to one of my favorite ski resorts in Utah, in Big Cottonwood Canyon, known as Solitude. And it was just a great ski resort. It won a trail map contest. It won best, something about the organization of the trails. It was well, well designed. And it skied beautifully. And it's not the biggest ski mountain in Utah. It's not, you know, in Little Cottonwood, it's kind of the opposite. The smaller mountains are in Big Cottonwood Canyon, but the bigger mountains are in Little Cottonwood Canyon. And, you know, it's not Alta, it's not Snowbird, but it's a very skiable, beautiful mountain. And it gave me the impression that Solitude, you can experience that when you ski, and, you know, you don't have to hear anything outside of you. You're hearing the sound of your own skis against the snow. And it's just a beautiful swishing sound, back and forth, rhythmic motion as you ski down the mountain. Beautiful. So that's what I was thinking about, Sue, as I was listening to you. Very good. Thank you for that. And yes, I will bring up the MB-100, and my voice will be quieter. Yes. Thank you, Sue. That was really good.
My voice will not be heavy metallic.
Right. Heavy or metal. Heavy metal. That's right. Not going to do that. No. But that's really good. Yeah, Solitude is, yeah, it's a beautiful thought. So thank you for that, Sue. Enjoyed that. And I'll deal with the med beds, I think, Sue, and give what I understand is an update on them in my segment. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
We have been in solitude without you. And we have you back, and we enjoy it. Did you feel that type of a feeling, Bob, when you were in Alaska and at Alyeska Ski Resort and looking up straight up the mountain? And did you have that kind of a oneness with nature, oneness with Alyeska and the whole Alaska experience?
Yeah, it was definitely much, much quieter than I'm used to.
Yeah.
And it wasn't so much from below the mountain, but I took the cable car up the side of the mountain. And
okay.
I took photographs of below the fjord below. It was at low tide, and it had all these beautiful swirling shapes of the mud that had been exposed from the low tide. The tide fluctuates 20 feet in that part of Alaska.
Wow, and
so
there you
see
go.
All these amazing formations on the floor of the fjords, which are these lakes and tributaries that were carved by the glaciers. And so, yeah, that was definitely very quiet. And, you know, Bruce, I don't know if you heard, but right almost exactly 24 hours after I left on Wednesday, which was yesterday, there was a magnitude 7.3 earthquake right nearby where I was in Alaska.
No, I did not hear that. Really?
No.
Golly.
Yeah, it was 89 miles off the coast and just south of Anchorage. They had a tsunami warning for the whole area, which didn't materialize, but they were worried because, you know, in 1964 they had a 23-foot tsunami that destroyed numerous towns, and actually large parts of Anchorage dropped down and were no longer habitable places. The homes and the land actually dropped and has become now part of the marsh flats, you know, these, 50 years later. And
wow, I didn't know that. No, Bob, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, I was very surprised to hear there's an earthquake, like, right on my heels as I was leaving town.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm not sure what to say first, Bruce. I have such a great testimonial, and I but I also have such a great sale. So I'm going to let, which one do you think I should do first?
I think we do the testimonial first, and then we go to the sale, Bob. Yeah.
Okay. So this one really hits home with me, this testimonial, because it's talking about the Cincinnati Reds, and this is a person, a man who wrote in, and he's a former baseball player, professional baseball player. He puts the word almost with the Cincinnati Reds. I'm assuming that means he made it to AAA, or he's still playing and he's almost former. I'm not sure, but when I was a child growing up, I grew up in a small town of 25,000 people, but they had a Class A minor league baseball team, and it was the Cincinnati Reds. And Pete Rose lived around the corner from my house. And it was, and I got to see all kinds of amazing baseball players. They later switched and became the Pittsburgh Pirates farm team, and I got to see players like Bill Madlock, who won the National League batting championship when he made it to the major leagues three different times. And I got to see Kent Tucholvy and Bruce Kieson pitch. And when I was a child and we used to go there and wait outside in the parking lot, and a foul ball would get hit out into the parking lot, and we would chase down the ball, and an old man would come out from inside the stadium and give us a quarter for the ball because they would reuse it.
Oh, okay.
And,
cool.
And that's how we got in. That's how we got in to watch the game, because it took a quarter was the admission fee. And so my friends and I would wait outside until we got five or six foul balls, and then we'd all go into the game and watch these future major league players play. And that's how we learned how to play, by watching them and then practicing. It's like, we just saw, you know, Carmelo Ivas, how he hit that line drive to center field on that curveball. We're going to practice that. Throw me a curveball. And we'd pretend we were these players that we saw all the time, because I had five older sisters, and they would date the baseball players. So we were close by to them.
Wow.
And so so I started following the Cincinnati Reds, and this guy wrote us this testimonial. He says, "I've been taking most of your products for about a year. I developed metastasized prostate cancer that had moved in my lymph nodes. I take a new medication that is supposed to have many side effects. When I recently went back to the oncologist, he was surprised to see that I had no side effects from the medication, and my PSA had gone down from 7.8 to 0.09 in 2 months.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm. I have built muscle and lost about 10 pounds, so he was losing fat. I feel fabulous, and I walk about 14,000 steps per day. I must say wow. that I contribute most of the results to the supplements I'm taking from your company, as well as stopping sugar intake. You produce yes. some wonderful products, sincerely. And here, this is the second time this week, Bruce, that we've heard about a man whose prostate cancer has gone down below, the PSA has gone down below one. The other person mm-hmm. was actually informed by his oncologist that he is now considered cured of his cancer. And
yeah,
he, too,
awesome.
About a year ago, started using our products. And, you know, one of the products, the Gladiator Barley, was specifically created, and the scientists in Canada went through a lot of trouble to sprout these ancient seeds and to grow them over many years, because it takes many years once you have a small handful of seeds or one seed and it sprouts, the next, that plant that grows will produce about 12 seeds, not all of which will be alive, and then it goes and goes from there. And you have to plant and replant and replant to grow your crop until it's commercially viable. And he did it
right.
because he knew that that product would help people who were going through chemotherapy, just like this
wow.
man that wrote this testimony. And so
yeah.
it's not surprising that he showed up with no side effects, right? And
exactly.
even going through chemo, which normally just knocks you right down, it makes you very weak and very sick and bedbound. Here's a man going through chemotherapy, getting completely better, and walking 14,000 steps a day and gaining muscle while he's going through chemo, which usually the biggest problem with chemo is losing muscle to the point where you die
yep.
from losing muscle. Here's a man gaining
muscle
during chemo. This yep. is a... Yeah. verified, unsolicited testimonial that literally just came in 2 hours ago. And it's the second person this week that wrote or gave verbally a testimonial just like this.
That's terrific, Bob.
And so, you know, you have to look and say, well, what is it? What really is happening? And when you look at a lot of the theories of cancer, what's causing cancer. Some people say it's toxicity. Some people say it's this or that, genetics. But almost all of the really good doctors these days have narrowed it down to malfunctions in your cells, in particular in your mitochondria. And when your mitochondria mm-hmm. stop making the right amount of energy that your cells need, they can no longer function properly, and they become cancerous. And
yep.
they're highly susceptible. Mitochondria are highly susceptible to inflammation, which is why you always want to watch your iron level and do not let it get too high. And don't let any health practitioner tell you that as long as your iron is in the range that's on that test, that it's okay. It's mm-hmm. not. If you are above that 50th percentile in the range, you're susceptible to damaging your mitochondria because of that high iron. That excessive
oh, wow.
iron interacts with a waste product of the Krebs cycle, hydrogen peroxide, and creates an ROS, a reactive oxygen species, which is highly caustic, and it damages the wall of the mitochondria and renders it incapable of producing enough energy and therefore can become cancerous. And when a person like this man in the testimonial uses our products, when you take Boomer Boost, Bruce, it was designed to do many different things, but one of the main things was It had to have all of the ingredients necessary for the Krebs cycle to produce energy in your mitochondria. So when you take Boomer Boost, and people say this all the time, wow, all of a sudden I had more energy. Yes, because it contains the nutrients that are involved in that metabolic pathway that produce adenosine triphosphate, the molecule of energy that is the beginning stage of the electron transport chain. And so now all of a sudden, your mitochondria are producing enough energy, right? So the main thing that's causing cancer, lack of energy production in the mitochondria, has now been taken care of. And guess what else? That inflammation, that ROS, reactive oxygen species, is being scavenged by the superoxide dismutase, which is in the barley. Whether you have heirloom barley or gladiator barley, all of a sudden, even if you don't reduce your iron, that reactive oxygen species that's created by the high iron is being scavenged continuously and aggressively by the SOD that's in the barley. Right? You also have all these minerals that are in both the Boomer Boost and the Gladiator barley, which are very crucial for many different aspects of your health, including how your stem cells act and how proteins fold. And it really is, it goes on and on and on, where every metabolic pathway in your body is positively affected by high-powered nutrients like this. And that's why, that explanation right there is the majority of why you see a testimonial from a man like this who is doing something that his oncologist has never seen before. And But I have to tell him, you know, get used to it, because you got a lot of people listening to the Big Call. And as you listen,
that's right,
and you take in this information and share it, you know, with friends that you might know that are going through treatment for cancer, they too, like this man in the testimonial, can have a similar experience. Okay?
So, well, Bob, let me break in here one sec. That's why when Sue had that prayer request tonight about the woman whose, if I have this right, whose sister had cancer, or was it the older brother that had cancer, and we prayed for his healing, I mentioned the concept of hanging in there, taking these Boomer products so that they could fight that cancer, strengthen their muscle, and essentially they can be getting chemo or radiation, but the combination of Boomer Boost and barley, just those two alone, not to mention anything else, will help to strengthen their muscle and build muscle that will fight against the muscle wasting that takes place under therapy. So I wanted you to talk about this tonight, and you did, because here's a case where probably a lot of people out there in Big Call Universe know someone, family member, uncle, aunt, mother, father, sister, brother, a friend of the family that has cancer. And until we can get everybody into the med beds, you've got to do what you can to fight it and hang in there and stay, get as healthy as you possibly can be. Right, Bob?
Yeah, and it's not only for cancer. If you go on to any type of a search engine, whether it's AI or another search, or you go and do a search inside YouTube about all the different diseases, whether it's heart disease, cancer, Alzheimer's disease, you can't go very far before the leading scientists in the world, like David Sinclair, and the other people that are being interviewed by Peter Diamantes and Dave Asprey, will tell you it all boils down to addressing the health of your mitochondria for almost every disease. And the health of your mitochondria is highly dependent on how high your inflammation is. if your mitochondria are not healthy, they create inflammation. And if you have high inflammation for another reason, it damages your mitochondria. And so you have to have a system, you have to have a plan that is proven that reduces your inflammation and increases your energy. And in that way, that's how you address the health of your mitochondria. Your mitochondria is, it's designed by God to produce the energy of the biochemical energy of life, which is in the third dimensional realm of electrons, right? And it's just the way that it goes, right? Our biochemistry, independent of our spirit, runs on electron transport and the sharing of electrons that create metabolic pathways. And you have to be able to produce enough in your mitochondria, and you produce electrons in other ways too, Bruce, but it's primarily the mitochondria. You do make some from sunlight. You do make piezoelectricity in your pineal gland from pressure, but the vast majority is coming from your Krebs cycle, right? And if you can reduce your inflammation and increase your energy, it has a positive effect on your outlook on life and the way that your body performs. And as a result, you have this higher level of energy that is capable of absorbing, for example, the teaching that Sue was just doing about calming your mind and going into solitude, right? Because we always say this, Bruce, and this is an unfortunate thing to have to say. You can take all the best nutrition products in the world, but if you're under stress that's continuous, you're still going to be sick, because being trapped in your sympathetic nervous system and never having a moment of relaxation where you go into rest and repair your parasympathetic nervous system, and you go to bed stressed and you wake up stressed and you toss and turn and have nightmares, it overrides all the other good things you can do. You can exercise, you can take good nutrition, but if you can't get into a place of the parasympathetic on a regular basis, you're still going to be sick. And I see that a lot with people, okay? And so you have to give yourself a chance to relax, and you can do it as you make your way to our website, which you're going to want to do when I tell you about this new sale that's specifically for Big Call listeners. You want to make sure that you go. You want to make sure that you go to the section that is called Podcasts and Blogs, and under there's a drop down menu of seven different things. One is called self-care. And when you click it, you will see a picture of a young woman with her hands in prayer mode. And the title of this video is called The Ultimate Mind Calming Exercise. It's a highly sophisticated bioenergetic exercise developed over years and improved upon by many people, including me, and put into a video where you can learn to do this in a very short period of time, 15 or 20 minutes, and at any time you want, you can take your mind from a state of restless scanning, overreaction, oversympathetic nervous system, and put it into a state of no mind, where your mind will stop. All the thoughts will stop, and you can just focus on your breathing and focus on relaxing your entire body. And within 2 minutes, you'll flip from being in sympathetic into parasympathetic. And the more you practice, the more you stay there as just a matter of course, where you don't have to purposefully move yourself into parasympathetic. And it's there as a gift. It's a free video. And I have to tell you, when people learn to do this bioenergetic exercise and other bioenergetic exercises, you could spend tens of thousands of dollars going to the top therapists that teach these techniques. And And this is a free video. And this is perhaps the very best of all the bioenergetic exercises out there. And there, you can't learn to do it better anywhere else, even if you went to a professional teacher. And so do it. Mm. Take advantage of it. It's a free gift from Boomers to you.
Yep.
And that's the tip of the iceberg, Bruce, on videos we have about stress management, manual lymphatic drainage, the emotional freedom technique, havening. Sue, thank you very much.
Yep.
Nonviolent communication.
Welcome.
They're all designed to help you to accomplish what Sue was teaching, you know, here 15 minutes ago, all right? And, yes, yep, you can be like the person in the video, but think about how much less stressed that man is now that he has got that report from his doctor.
Yeah, and oncologist.
Think of how much less stressed the other man is that I spoke to on Tuesday that has been told that he is now cured, right? You could just, you could feel the release of stress in this man as he was speaking to me, okay? And so it's kind of a cyclical thing. You can start to get better with good nutrition. It gives you more energy and focus, and it can help take the worries away that are physical illness worries that are keeping you trapped in sympathetic, which is making it harder to recover. Or you can practice the ultimate mind calming exercise along with your Boomer Boost and Barley and have both ways. Create the paradise of your own choosing, as Sue was saying earlier. Create your life.
Right.
Yes, create your life. Create your paradise. Create your life that is your chosen paradise. And with what you've learned from Sue over the years and from the Big Call, you have all the information you need to do that. And you just have to, you know, grab the bull by the horns and do it. And so, Bruce, here's the sale. We are continuing the really great sales, which people really love, where we're doing the 20% off of orders of $200 or more, 15% off orders of $150 or more, and an extra 10% off, you know, of orders that are 75 or more. And this applies even if you're on auto ship. So if you're already getting that 10% auto ship and you are adding on another 20% discount, I mean, this, it doesn't get any better than this, because it means that everything is on sale, every single product. In addition to that, we made the sale even better on five particular products, including our ashwagandha, which is great for stress, our resveratrol, our collagen, our vitamin C, and get this, Bruce, our magnesium. That's new starting
today. Oh, there you go.
Okay.
Great.
And a second thing is this. We have a special deal for Big Call listeners who are going to be first-time customers, because we have lots of people that have been listening to the call for 14 years. They've been listening to me for 10 years. Some people just a few weeks ago, after 10 years, started to try the Boomer products, and some people never have, right? So right now, in order for people to get a sample of one of our best products, we're doing a promo called Big Call 20, which means you can get a canister of our heirloom barley, which is a great starter product that's going to reduce your inflammation, start to give you more strength, cleanse your intestines so you can absorb nutrients really well. Lots and lots and lots of people that have had issues with digestion, indigestion, colitis, have reported complete remissions using this heirloom barley, and you can get it for $20.
$20.
And so if you go to our website and you find that product, all you have to do is click on either exclusive or individual products and scroll down until you find a product that is called heirloom barley trial size. So a trial size, okay, in this case, Bruce, is actually a one-month supply. It says
right,
trial, but easing into it because it's so strong. It's 400 times stronger than regular green drinks, okay? This is not,
right,
this is, you know, not your grandma's barley. This is modern barley with ancient seeds, okay? And you can try it out to see how you feel, because most people within that first month really start to notice a big difference. And we want everyone on the big call to have the opportunity to try it. And so there you have that new sale. And the, what you do is once you've clicked on that product and you click add to cart, okay, it's going to give you an opportunity to put in a promo code, okay? And you, and mm-hmm, when you get there, just type in that box, and it'll have a red line around the box, and type in all together with no spaces, Big Call 20. Right?
Okay.
It can be capital or it can be smalls, but don't put any spaces between Big and Call, and no spaces between Call right, and 20. Big Call 20.
Gotcha.
That's how those promotion codes work. They're all
yeah,
one word. Okay? And so Big Call 20,
okay,
and we will send you a canister of heirloom barley for $20. It's a savings.
Fantastic.
$27 and something.
Mm-hmm.
It's less,
yep,
it's less than half price. It's
it
like
is. Yeah, it's about 42%
off. It's like
mm-hmm,
62%
yep,
off. Right?
Uh-huh.
So that's what yeah, we have for tonight, Big Call 20. And mm-hmm, and guess what? Do that. Get some of the other things if you're just getting started that are on sale half price, right? As soon as you get
yeah,
to $75, you can stack on that 10% discount.
Oh,
right?
That's
so
good.
Yeah. Big Call 20.
I was wondering if you could combine that. Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not going to get there because Big Call 20, you can only get one. But if you get that and you
yeah,
get some collagen and some magnesium,
mm-hmm,
you're going to be at $75, and you'll get another 10% discount. So you're getting 10% off of 60%
mm-hmm,
and 10% off 50%.
Yep, yep. So basically, if I hear you right, we had five products at 50% off. We've added magnesium. So we still have the 5 plus magnesium at 50 off?
No, we still have 5 total because we took off the mm-hmm, Good Night formula.
Good Night came off.
We had,
okay.
We had lots and lots of people that bought lots and lots of Good Night formula. And so
yeah,
we had to stop the sale.
I got you.
Otherwise, we're going to run out before the next order comes in.
We run out before the next one's coming
yeah,
in. Well, I took
yeah,
advantage of it, Bob. I tried not to go too deep. I went 4.
Yeah.
4 Big Night.
Well, you and lots of other people, so we had to stop it. But we decided, let's
yeah,
put some magnesium in there because we just got a good
okay,
shipment of magnesium, so we can
okay,
put that on sale.
Good. All right. So we still have 5 products at 50% off. At the volume
yeah,
sale, $75, $150, $200, getting 10%, 15%, and 20% at $200, and the Big Call 20 on heirloom barley starter canister. Yes, heirloom barley. That's great at $20. Wow, super way to get started
yeah,
if you haven't done it before. Thank you, Bob. That's awesome. Let's tell them how to get to the website. They go to bigcalluniverse.com. That's my site. And then they'll also see a banner at the top that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's website. Click on it. Takes you right into the Boomers site. And then you can go through and see the products that are available. You can go to the on sale tab and see everything. And then, of course, go to the bottom of the footer of the page, and you'll see all of the available training that Bob was talking about. Everything. And I think that's the great opportunity is all the podcasts that are available. And if you have a little time, you can go through and watch some of those and there's a lot of value in those, quite a bit. The other thing is, if you have a problem or have a question or you need to talk to somebody at customer support, you just call 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. And I think that takes care of that, Bob. That's awesome. Good new sale, great extension of the sale, and nice substitution, getting the magnesium in there. That's great. Well, guys, let's get into that. Thank you, Bob, very much. Let's see where we stand on our intel for tonight. Today was an interesting day for me. This is the third day I've been wakened up early with a phone call telling me to be prepared, to be on call, to be ready for something to come my way in the way of the toll-free numbers and the NDA that would and instructions that would go with it. So they told me to be essentially prepared to receive something like that. Hasn't happened yet today. This is the third time I've been called and told to be put on alert. So I've been put on alert status. And I think I'm still on alert, even though obviously I'm not going to receive anything tonight. But tomorrow could be a completely different matter. And here's why. With what's been happening in Iraq 2 days ago, which would have been, this was yesterday. Wednesday, Iraq was to have an all-new international rate on the dinar. And every indication is that they did. Now, they are blocking it from us. Even our contacts in Iraq can't tell us what it is. But we have what we understand is a new international rate on the Iraqi dinar, and that's really, really good. We also know what we did hear out of Iraq is they are a totally sovereign nation, and there are no I'm losing the term right now. There's nothing against it of a country of Iraq in the way of trade or anything else that is impeding them from being completely open to trade with not only us, but the rest of the world. Okay? And so that's really a positive move. It's talking about their sovereignty. And I think with their sovereignty, they do have an all-new international rate on the dinar. Now, we've seen the contract rate track upwards on the dinar, a contract rate. We got it a couple of days ago, and it was good. It was moving in the right direction. And hopefully it'll be moving even higher as it's traded further. And we did have 14 currencies on the screens that were going up in value. There are a number of currencies that are staying the same, and there are some currencies that are going down in value. And I think the 14 that we know of, we can name at least 6 or 8 of them that will be going up substantially in value. And you guys know what most of those are. So that is really what we want to see. And that's happening. We're kind of at the point with everybody under new NDAs that it's a little bit difficult to get the information that we really want to have on timing. But we did hear two different sources tell us I don't know if this was Tuesday, or I think it was Tuesday after the big call, because I always seem to get something after the call. And we did hear both sources were in agreement. One was a redemption center leader over 6 or 7 redemption centers, and the other was somebody who's very well connected to the whole process with the Treasury. So both of them were saying the same thing, that we should be getting our notifications, tier 4B internet group, which is who you guys are, we should get them either Thursday or Friday. Well, we didn't get them today, and that kind of leaves tomorrow. And the theory was if we got them Friday, we would set appointments and start exchanges on Saturday. Okay, so that's only a couple days away. So that's the latest that I've heard without a change in that timing, in that timeline. Hoping that holds up. And again, what I get, you guys, at the time is accurate. And you know as well as I do, things change. This has been a moving target. And what I want to do is give you guys what I'm getting so that you know, okay, what they're telling Bruce is this and that and the other. Okay, cool. All right. I still intend to receive the toll-free number first. They have told me that. We'll see how that goes. It's not about me. It's about getting the number out to you. It's about getting it on our website, bigcalluniverse.com, and putting it on the homepage. And it's about getting emails out to you as well from Wells Fargo, where you guys know to set your appointment and begin your exchange soon thereafter. So it's an honor to get it. It's an honor to get it so-called first in the community. That's great. But it's really more about getting it out to you as soon as I can, as soon as I receive it. And when the instructions tell me to put it out, how to put it out, that's what I'm going to do. Okay? I'm hoping it's going to be tomorrow, since it wasn't today. But we're just going to have to wait it out and see what's going on. Now, what about what's going on? There's a couple of things I understood that needed to take place. And one was the removal of Jerome Powell at the Fed. We had understood through one of my sources that he had actually retired about 4 days ago, and we had not received that. We had not confirmed it, absolutely. You know what I mean? Like in the media, it's not there. But we know there's a lot of chatter about it, and there's more and more even today about, you know, why he needs to resign and so on. Evidently, President Trump cannot fire him unless there's something really wrong with what he's doing. And I think there is, and I think our interest rates are too high, just like President Trump is saying. Our so-called Fed's fund rate, I think, is about 4.5%. It could drop 3 to 4 points, and that's what President Trump wants. So we'll see how that goes. And we know that there's a possible replacement in the wings, which could be a temporary replacement, but I think it's he's ready to go. Or he or she is ready to go. Okay? So I think they're both candidates that could be chosen by President Trump to take over and do the things that need to be done. The other thing that needed to be announced by President Trump, we believe, from what I'm hearing, is he needs to announce the asset-backed currency, the USN, which we already have in play, and we already have our accounts live on the bank screens, our own banks, as USN. And we believe that transaction was to have taken place yesterday. I don't have that confirmed, but I know that we're right there ready to get the USN as our new dollar. That's our new currency. Let's see. What else was I going to talk about? Okay, one thing I'll talk about is, in general terms, I know the specifics, but I'm going to only tell you the general. And that is the tragedy that happened on the Guadalupe River, flooding Central Texas, Kerrville, and all those camps along the riverside of the Guadalupe River, all the way down to Georgetown and maybe beyond. That incident was caused by the deep state. They found out how they did it. They found out who did it. And they're no longer a factor. Let's just call it that. They're no longer a factor. But it doesn't remove the tragedy of the lives that were stolen, taken, as a result of that incredible flooding. And I still, and I hope we never forget it. You know, we can't forget that, because the lives of those young girls and others, maybe some boys too, I don't know, but I know the girls' camps at Camp Mystic, and I know the parents of those children are in deep mourning, and they are going to, they'll never forget it. They'll never get over it. And I hope we don't get over it either. I hope we know that time heals all wounds, yes, but the loss of a child, you know, to lose children like that is so devastating, not only to the parents, to their friends, to the community, to everybody at Camp Mystic and all the others in that area, Camp La Junta, all of that. It's just tragic. It really is. And we mourn for them, and we continue to pray for the families, okay? Continue to lift those families up, because it's an absolute tragedy what happened. And I don't know what else I'm going to say about it, but that I was blown away to hear how it happened and how it occurred, and the fact that we put an end to the instrument, let's call it, that was used to create that tragedy. All I can say about it. You know, regarding med beds, guys, the med beds are ready for us. We've got to get exchanges started before we can get into the med beds. That's just the way they've set it up. I don't like it. I've got dire need. A lot of people have died waiting for the med beds, like the testimony tonight. And I hate that. I've lost friends that could have been in there, and I don't understand it, but that's how they've decided to do it. And it's affecting a lot of people. But what we have to do is we have to just watch our health, get as strong as we can, and hang in there. You know, if you're not doing well, and then get into the med bed as soon as you can. What is the priority? The priority is Zim holders and dire need. Why Zim holders? Because they want you to get in to the med bed, age regress, and live a long, long time to see your projects come to fruition. Whether that's 50 years, 100 years, 200 years, 300 years, whatever it is, it's a long time. And you'll be able to see your projects go all the way through to some form of completion. And that's exciting. That part's great. Dire need. So it's Zim plus dire need equals med bed. That's your little formula. If you've got dire need and you're a Zim holder, you go to the head of the class. You go to the top. And then they will sort us out by those variables. And so when you go in for your med bed appointment, suppose you're a Zim holder, you've got some major issues you want to get straightened out, you go in, you're also going to give them six names of people that you know that you can kind of vouch for, that have medical issues. They don't need to be ZIM holders. That you're just giving them a list of this person, there's their phone number, this person, phone number. That, and they'll enter that in the computer, so they'll be in the system, and then they'll call them at some point. You have to kind of let them know how serious the need is on each one of those six. Okay? So that's really, really important. All right, let's see. What else were they going to talk about besides med beds? Well, while we're on the subject of med beds, remember, this is one of the last chances you may have to invest $100 in your own med bed experience by purchasing the course, the MB100, the MedBed 100. Purchase that two-night class of approximately an hour and a half each night, 3 hours, that you can listen to at your own time, your own pace, as a recording that Sue sends to you by email. You listen to that, and you can see all of the aspects that she's referring to, all the variable things that you can see if that applies to you, if that's something you want, something that sparks your imagination for something else that you hadn't even thought of yet. It's probably the best $100 you could invest in the MedBed experience, which, by the way, we haven't talked much about it. The MedBeds are free. There's no charge for the MedBeds. There's no charge. They're free. And they're being run, if you will, by our military. Now, eventually, that military oversight of the MedBeds will probably roll over to non-military people that are trained to do it. But I don't know how long it'll take. Might be a year, year and a half. I don't know. Maybe less. But that's what's going to happen. And it's going to be an experience that I think will radically change our future. To be honest, it's huge technology. And I'm excited to get in there. So what you need to do is send Sue an email, and in the subject line put MB100 for MedBed, MB100, and then put send it to Integrated Minds, INTEGRATED, Integrated Minds, MINDS, at hushmail.com. And when you send it, put your cell phone number and your name in the body of the email. Let her know, I have PayPal, meaning you'll use it for the $100, or I don't have PayPal. And she'll invoice you, and you can use a credit or debit card to pay for it through PayPal. And she'll send you the invoice on how to do that. So when you send Sue an email, and hopefully you'll do it tonight, you send one out to integratedminds@hushmail.com. When you send it to her, watch for an email coming back to you, and then watch for subsequent emails that will ask for the funding and then approve the funding, and then you'll get the recording that you can listen to over and over again, okay, as a link in an email. You just click on it, and boom, you're off, just like clicking on any video on your phone or on your computer. All right? So do it to get it and be satisfied that you've invested $100 in your future MedBed experience. Very valuable for you. All right, let's see if there's anything else. You've got the rough timing on it. Now listen, if we don't get numbers tomorrow, because I haven't received my 800 number packet yet, but yet, let's say I get it tomorrow and they decide, well, we're going to let everybody else have it on Saturday. And maybe you don't, maybe you start exchanging Saturday or you start on Sunday. You know, I mean, who knows exactly when? Even I was faked out today because I thought, really, I was going to get it this morning. But I didn't. So, tomorrow's a new day. It looks good. Everything is moving in the right direction for us. And whether we need President Trump to actually make an announcement, which we think might be tomorrow morning, on either removal of Scott Bessent, hopefully an acknowledgement of his resignation, that and or the new USN designation for our currency, okay, whatever. If those two haven't been made, I don't know, but if they get made or we hear that they're made tomorrow, I think we're in great shape to go forward. Those are the only things that I've been told are the last things that President Trump, it's in his court, that President Trump has to do. And I don't care if he uses Truth Social or whatever, you know, and that may be how he does it. But whatever it is, keep an eye on that and keep an eye on your emails. And then, of course, if you're not registered with your new email, if you have a new one, and you have a new one in the last couple of years or couple of months, and you want to be on bigcalluniverse.com, just go to the site and enter it and get registered. And we'll send you out an email with the 800 number in it, and we'll also have it on the website homepage as soon as I get it to Bob, boom, we've got it on there. So why do I want your emails anyway? So we can stay in touch with you about Rebuild America, about Rebuild International, about the Veterans Retreat Network and the Pastoral Retreat Network. And the more I think about the veterans who are losing their lives due to suicide, a lot of that is due to frustration of not being able to get the appointments that they need at the VA or with VA doctors or even other doctors. Well, we're losing, I heard 22, I heard 18 a day. One too many. So we want to help our veterans. And maybe, and I'll be talking to Bob about this and my other contacts, maybe there's a way we can help those veterans at our veteran retreat sites when we get those up and rolling. Okay, and I think we will. So that's what I wanted to say. Go ahead and send Sue the email. Get the MB100. It's $100 you're investing now for the rest of your new life. All right? So I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Bob. And make sure you guys take advantage of the new sale that Bob has just put out tonight. Make sure you're taking advantage of everything that he has on his website, all the podcasts and all of that, because you'll find it very, very interesting. All right, I'm going to pray the call out. But before I do, I want to thank Bob. I want to thank Sue. I want to thank GCK. I want to thank Pastor Scott, Jeannie, my satellite team for getting the call out. And, of course, most of all, Big Call Universe for listening with us for the last 14 years on the Big Call. All right. Everybody have a wonderful weekend. Keep an eye on your emails. Send that one off to Sue, and we'll be talking, and hopefully we'll have a celebration call. It could be pre-recorded, depending on when the numbers come out, and so on, okay? So be looking for that. All right, thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend. God bless you. Let's pray the call out. Lord God, we thank you so much that you're getting everything ready for us, that final details are being worked out so these numbers can come out and that we can help everybody set their appointments and get started. Thank you for everything that you've done to prepare us for this, and thank you for the blessing that's very soon to come. Help it come out in your perfect timing, which I know it will, and help it come out so we can all take advantage of it and be good stewards of the funds to help uplift humanity globally. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, everybody. We'll see you next time. God bless you.